5:15. I'm going to read it from the version that I believe that my overseer like, which is the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm a King James kind of girl, but I'm going to do it in her translation on this morning. Bless the name of the Lord. She read it at the beginning of the service, but 2 Corinthians 5:15 states, "And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." Again, the word says that he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. And the word of the Lord is blessed. I tell you, this scripture stood out to me a few weeks ago because we had our very first baptismal service at Freedom, and that was part of the teaching. Glory to God. And it stood out for me, and it stood strong, and I was like, my God, that thing is speaking to me differently on this day. Glory to your name, Jesus. And the Holy Ghost began to download some things to me about myself, but I wanted to share it with you because we know that the word first comes to the word bearer. Hallelujah. But now it's time for me to share it with you so that you can receive something from the Lord on this morning. Glory to your name, God. So Pandita Ramabai Saravasti was an Indian social reformer. She was an Indian woman used by God. She was the first woman awarded the titles of Pandita, which is an individual with specialized knowledge in Shastra or Shasta, which is weapons in Hinduism, the Vedic scriptures, the Dharma, or Hindu philosophy. She was a Sanskrit scholar and a Sarasvati. Sanskrit is a classical language belonging to Indo-Aryan branch of the Indo-European languages. And Sarasvati is the Hindu goddess of knowledge, music, art, speech, wisdom, and learning. Why am I telling you about this woman on this morning is because I'm telling you this woman became a representative of God. Hallelujah. In the beginning, I told you that she was a woman used by God. In the early 1800s, Pandita Ramabai converted to Christianity. She is described as being an unusual, saint-like, self-sanctifying mother. Glory to God, to many. But Pandita was quoted saying, "A life totally committed to God has nothing to fear, nothing to lose, and nothing to regret." For many of us, being committed to God is not an easy task at hand. Glory to your name. We commit ourselves to our jobs, careers, passions, likes, wants, family, booze, significant others, children, etc., and so on. But to God, we fall short. What is commitment? To commit is to pledge or bind to a certain cause. It is to be dedicated and devoted. The Cambridge Dictionary says that committed is loyal and willing to give of your time and energy to something that you believe in. Here in 2 Corinthians 5:15, Paul has the courage to fearlessly do the work of the Lord, to walk by faith and not by sight, to please God first and not to look or focus on the reality of things at hand. Verse 15 says, and he died for all. He didn't choose who he would die for. Glory to God. He didn't draw straws or pick some names out of a hat. Glory to God. But he died for all of us, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles. Glory to God. Not just for Caucasians, hallelujah, but for the black, brown, and the red, and you too. Jesus didn't die just, hallelujah, glory to God, for the mean, hallelujah, or the nice people, but he died for us that was nasty. He died for us who are tired. He died for us who are bitter. He died for us who are scared. He died for us who are dirty. He died for us who are confused. He died for us that was lost and broken, hallelujah. He died for us all. He gave us his life. Hallelujah. He came down off the throne, wrapped himself in flesh. Glory to the name of Jesus. And became a sacrifice for us. Bless the name of the Lord. So that we could be loved. Hallelujah. By him. We could be loose. Glory to God. From the chains of bondage. We could be loose from the hand of the enemy. We could be loose from sin. Glory to God, knowingly and unknowingly. We could be loose from fornication. We could be loose, glory to God, from drinking. We could be loose from drugging. We could be loose from whoring. Glory to God. We could be loose from lying and backbiting. We could be loose from idolatry. Hallelujah. We could be loose from feeling of unworthiness. We could be loose from low self-esteem. We could be loose, hallelujah, from feeling unloved. We can be loose from feeling down and abandoned. We can be loose, glory to God, from feeling, hallelujah, self-imposed imprisonments that we have done to our own selves. We was loose, glory to God, in his death to be free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Free in him. Hallelujah, the Bible says, so that we will all live not for ourselves, but for him. Committed. Glory to God. And if you didn't guess by now, that is the title of today's message, is committed. Hallelujah. Giving of our time and energy to him. Paul recognized that one day we all will be judged and rewarded. Whether good or evil, we will all be judged and rewarded. And what shall, glory to God, hallelujah, our Lord God shall say to us? Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you, and you never knew me. Or shall we hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant? Despite the continuous suffering, Paul was reminding the Corinthians that you know me, and you know the gospel too. You know the God, hallelujah, that lived and died for you. Hallelujah. What else can we do once we have accepted Christ? What else can we do once we said, yes, Lord, I will follow you? What else can we do? Hallelujah. When he was pierced in his side and the blood trickled down, glory to God, while he hung on that cross. What else can we do but follow him? Dying to flesh daily, to give of our time and our energy, hallelujah, to serve God and to serve his kingdom, to bring those lost in, hallelujah, so that they can be found, to bring someone in that they may be saved. Glory to God, hallelujah. We give our time and some of our energy when we want to, hallelujah, doing the things that we say we are loving God for when we, glory to God, hallelujah, go to the conventions and the conferences and show up for Elevations, bless the name of the Lord. Maybe we'll show up at service for 2 hours a day, but we give lots of time and energy when we want to go to the parties, glory to God, the music festivals, hallelujah, watch TV, when we indulge ourselves with all that wonderful food that we love to eat, when we go shopping and spend the money that we don't have. We love to put in our time and energy when we want to go on our play dates, hallelujah, glory to God, and when we want to go outside, hallelujah, we give all our time and energy, but where or when do you put your energy in God? A 2-hour church service is not enough, glory to God. I'm not saying you spend 4 hours in a church service, but because you show up for 2 hours, you feel that you're doing something special for God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But what happened to the 2.4 hours of a day of tithing of your time? Hallelujah, we think tithing is all about money, but it is so much more and so much deeper than that. Glory to God. Where in those 2.4 hours of a day are you reading and studying his word? Where in the 2.4 hours of the day, glory to God, hallelujah, are you hooking up with your prayer partner or your accountability partner to make sure, glory to God, that you are on your bended knee and calling out the name of Jesus? Are you listening to the one that is pulling your coattail, hallelujah, to tell you that you're slipping, glory to God, and you're going backwards, hallelujah, and you need to get it right and set yourself straight? 2.4 tithing of your time and your energy. Bless the name of the Lord. It is time for us to lay prostrate before him, listening to him, shutting up, hallelujah, close your mouth and listen to what the Lord has to say to you. Listen to what the Lord has to deliver unto you. Listen to the Lord of the instruction and the direction that he is giving you. How can he talk for a little while? Hallelujah. And just bask in the presence of the Lord and allow him to love on you. When are you going to be committed? Hallelujah. As the scriptures say, but for him who died and rose from the dead, why is it that we forget of the sacrifice that the Lord has given unto us? Why is it that we take it for granted, hallelujah, that he came down from on high, hallelujah, to do something that none of us could possibly do? Why do we forget that he died? He was spat on, glory to God. He was beaten. He was abused. He was ignored. He was ridiculed, glory to God, hallelujah. But he did it anyway because he died and rose again. Hallelujah for us. Bless the name of the Lord. Why is it, hallelujah, that when the leader of the house or another, not the head, but it could even be the sub-leader, glory to God, that's my own category, hallelujah, the sub-leader may come to you, hallelujah, to ask you to do something, to give you an assignment, to say, can you help and assist, glory to God, that is always, I can't, hallelujah, I don't have time, bless the name of the Lord, I have this to do and that to do, a mouth full of excuses. Why is it when the church is gathering, you have a need to go off, glory to God, somewhere else or have something else to do, when Jesus could have did the same thing to me and you, hallelujah. He could have stayed up there on the right hand, hallelujah. He could have stayed up there, glory to God, and not gave of himself. He could have stayed up there, bless the name of the Lord, and then like we want and say the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Hallelujah. But he yet came down because he took the time and the energy and his love to come for you. Glory to God. He didn't give an excuse, although he could have. He could have let the cup pass. Glory to God. But he said it about it, not my will. Hallelujah. But your will be done, Father. Hallelujah. How come we can't just say, not my will, glory to God, but your will. Hallelujah. Because you died for me. Hallelujah. That I don't live unto myself. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For some of us that are committed, glory. Verse 13 says, if we seem out of control or act like fanatics, glory to God. That's the voice translation. Hallelujah. It is for God. We are not just showing up to dance, glory to God. We are not just showing up to sing. We are not just showing up to shout, hallelujah, and preach. But we are just showing up, hallelujah, to be loved by God, to serve him because we gave of our life, glory to God, as he gave of his. We are not just showing up to be liked, hallelujah, or to make friends. We are not just showing up, to be popular and invited to all the platforms, hallelujah, and the services. We are not just showing up, glory to God, because we are in this clique, glory to God, hallelujah, and we have this special inner circle that we believe that we show up for, but we show up because he showed up for us. We show up, hallelujah, because we are committed. We show up because we love God, not in just word, but in deed. We show up, hallelujah, because of who he is. We show up, hallelujah, because we said, for God I live and for God I die. Hallelujah. We show up because we are loyal to him. We show up because no matter what the issue is going on in our life, hallelujah, our life is not our own. Hallelujah. But we belong to the true and living God. We belong to the Alpha and Omega. We belong to the beginning and the end. We belong, hallelujah, glory to God, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We belong to him. So we give our committed selves unto him because Romans 8:38-39 says that I am persuaded neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things that come, glory to God, nor height or death, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, hallelujah, nor any other creature shall be able, and that's the problem, because some of us allow the other creatures, hallelujah, to separate us, glory to God, hallelujah, but nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, which is in Christ Jesus, the one who died for us, which is in Christ Jesus, the one who hung for us, which is in Christ Jesus, the one who hung his head, hallelujah, which is in Christ Jesus, the one who gave up the ghost, hallelujah, the one Christ Jesus who into his hands, hallelujah, he committed, committed his spirit. Christ Jesus who died for all. Christ Jesus who rose on the third day. Christ Jesus who shed the blood. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus who saved us. Christ Jesus who defended us. Christ Jesus, glory to God, who justified and redeemed us. Christ Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. The one and only. Hallelujah. The man in charge, the head of our life. Verse 14 says, you see, the controlling force in our lives is the love of the anointed one. Hallelujah. You see, I see, we see, glory to God, the controlling force in our lives is the love of the anointed one. I know his love is a controlling force in my life. I know his love is controlling because when I want to, Hallelujah. When I want to, bless the name of the Lord. I'm only talking about me. When I want to, hallelujah, I can't do the things that I used to do. Hallelujah. When I want to give in to my flesh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He leads me another way. When I want to say some things to some people, glory to God. Hallelujah. The anointed one, hallelujah, who loves me, bless the name of the Lord, makes me keep my mouth shut. Glory to God, because I'm committed. Hallelujah. I can't do, hallelujah, all those things that I like to do. And if we be honest, all those things we love doing. Hallelujah. I can't do it because his love is the driving force. And it controls me and lead me another way. What is controlling you on today? Glory to God. Have you even really truly accepted the anointed one's love? Hallelujah. Or are you just casually dating him? Bless the name of the Lord. Are you doing, hallelujah, that 2 a.m. sorry mix booty call? Hallelujah. When you want God to come by and visit you, hallelujah, in that midnight hour, in your time of distress or need, glory to God. Hallelujah. I gaze up and gave up my will, hallelujah, to the Lord. I gave up my will to Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Are you willing to give up yours on today? Are you willing to be committed on today? Hallelujah. Ooh, not my will, Lord Father, glory to God, but your will be done in my life, through my life, glory to God, and for your glory. I know I used to be a mess, and truth be told, some of us are still a mess. Glory to God. Still wanting to be the way that we want to be, but we are committed. Glory to God. I am a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. The remainder, hallelujah, of Pandita Rama Bay, hallelujah, quote says, the Lord is our inexhaustible treasure. Glory to God. You got to know that you done found a true treasure in God. You got to know that you don't have to pull out a map, get on a boat, and go searching in unreserved, uncharted waters and territory. But you have found the chess box. Glory to God. When you have found God. Hallelujah. So on today, I tell you, I'm going to speak again about me. Glory to God. I'm going to speak about overseeing too. Hallelujah. We are sold out. Glory to God. We are committed. Hallelujah. I'm committed to do the work of the Lord. I am committed, glory to God, to save another. I am committed, bless the name of the Lord, to pray heaven down for someone to be healed. I am committed, glory to God, to save the Lord. I am committed to seeing someone receive their deliverance. I am committed, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, to be a lifeline to someone now. To say that I serve God and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am committed. Glory to God. That's the name of the Lord. So in the words of Hezekiah Walker, I am sold out. My mind is made of glory to God. I came through the fire, hallelujah, and I came through the rain. My heart is fixed, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. His spirit lives in me. Glory to your name, God. And that's the reason why that I am sold out. Because he, glory to God, has saved me. He has delivered me. Hallelujah. He has healed me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has blessed me. Glory to your name, Jesus. He has carried me from point A to point B. When I wasn't even in my right mind, I am committed, glory to God.
didn't lose my mind, hallelujah, when I was out in the streets. I'm committed today, glory to God, because he kept me and comforted me when my husband passed away. I am committed, glory to God, on today, because when I had to put my baby in the ground, hallelujah, for breathing one breath and he was gone. Oh, God did not allow me to go into the grave, but I'm still here. I'm committed, glory to God, even with my mother, glory to your name, being taken home, hallelujah. I'm still of God, because it is still all for his glory. I am committed, hallelujah, when I lay in that bed, in that bed. I didn't wake up with AIDS, glory to God. I didn't wake up with any sexually transmitted diseases. I am committed, glory to the name of God, hallelujah, because my daughter could have had a lot of mental issues, born at 1 pound, 10 ounces, but she is 30 years old, glory to God, a licensed master, hallelujah, social worker, with all these other numb ladies going behind her name, hallelujah, he was faithful to bring her up, he was faithful, glory to God, to keep her strong, he was faithful, glory to God, unto me, so why would I not be faithful unto him, why would I not be committed unto him, why would I not give my life to serve him, glory to God, when I was used, I still stay committed. When I was abused, I still stay committed. When I was lied on, I still stay committed. When I was talked about, I still stay committed. Glory to God, because he never left me or forsake me. I still stay committed today when they left me. Hallelujah. Why is she pastoring? Glory to God. I still stay committed. Glory to God. When they don't think I'm qualified to stand behind this sacred desk, I'm still committed. Hallelujah. God has called me. God has ordained me. God has anointed me. Glory to God. And he has done the same for many of you out there. So stop backing down. Stop running scared. Stop hiding. Stop tucking your head down. Glory to God. Because God, hallelujah, died for us all. God, hallelujah, died so that we, hallelujah, should live, hallelujah, in him. No, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. No longer for yourselves, but live for Jesus. Come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. But for him who died for them and rose again, glory to God, is what the scripture says. Be committed on today. Yourself unto the Lord on today. Surrender unto him on today. I'm not saying every day gonna be sunny. I'm not saying, glory to God, that you're gonna be smelling roses every day. But every day that you commit to him is sweeter than the day before. Every day that you surrender, glory to God, will unlock the chains of bondage that is upon you, even those in the sanctuary. Every day that you choose to commit yourself, to give of your time, to be loyal, hallelujah, and use your energy to follow Jesus, bless the name of God, hallelujah. You can't even imagine what is waiting for you, what is in store for you. Yes, we're going to go through some things because the enemy fights us hard. Yes, we're going to experience some things because there are some lessons that we need to learn. Hallelujah. But no matter your age, your gender, glory to God, hallelujah, your nationality, commit yourself on today. And whatever you
are God. Say, I believe that you died for me. I believe, hallelujah, that you rose again for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. So for today, God, I give myself unto you when I say yes, hallelujah. To you, come and enter in, oh God. Come and commune with me, oh God. Come and sup with me, Lord God. I want to be in fellowship with you, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So I give of myself unto you again one today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save me, oh God, one today. Hallelujah. Save me again one today, oh God. I am here to serve, Lord, until you need God. I am here to serve no matter what life brings. I am here to serve, and I am blessed and honored to even serve. Glory to God, in a position to serve with you and you and you. Glory to God, hallelujah, and all of you. It is a privilege and an honor of what the Lord is doing, has done, and I am grateful for it. I am thankful for it. Hallelujah. If there's anyone in the sanctuary, even online, you have a prayer request, or you need prayer, you can put it in the comments as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will pray for you, and anyone under the sound of my voice in the building may come up front if they are standing in the need of prayer. They just need a little more strength, glory to God, to commit themselves to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God all this morning. Hallelujah. For the word, for the prayer, for the scripture. We bless God. Hallelujah. On this morning, for the songs lifted up before you, the worship. We just bless God, hallelujah, for this whole day of our community and fellowship. Hallelujah. Near and far, we love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we lift up the name of Jesus at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you and we bless you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the breath that we breathe in our body, Lord God. Thank you on today, Lord God, for giving us another chance. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for washing us in your blood, God. Thank you for cleaning up from last night's mistakes, Lord God, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your sons and your daughters shall be saved. Glory to God on today, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Thank you on today, Lord God, for being who you are in our lives, Lord God, for being the head, Lord God. We thank you on today, Lord God, that you have not forgotten about us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have never left us nor forsaken us. We thank you on today, Lord God, that we can say yes to you again. Yes to your will and yes to your way. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for giving us another chance, oh God. We thank you on today, Lord God, that when we fell short, Lord God, you didn't forget about us. You didn't leave us behind, Lord God, but you came and you picked us up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the opportunity to give our life, to give of ourselves unto you on today, oh God. Thank you for being sweet unto us. Thank you, Lord God. Be loving unto us. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, for cleaning us up out of our muck and our mire and the mess, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for cleansing us with your hyssop, oh God. Thank you on today, Lord God, that we can look to the hill from which
is our help, but we know that our help comes from you. Thank you on today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for being our rock, our staff, and our shield. We thank you on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you are not like any other. We thank you, Lord God.
Giving us life and that more abundantly, loosing us and allowing us to be free in you, God, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise that is due unto you always and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.